Are you a shift worker or work nights? Do you have complaints of excessive sleepiness on the job, including your commute to and from work? If so, you may have evidence of chronic shift work sleep disorder, a medical condition with excessive sleepiness associated with working nights. Plenilabs Incorporated is conducting a research trial of an investigational medication for excessive sleepiness associated with chronic shift work sleep disorder. If you have complaints of excessive sleepiness and are working a late or overnight shift and are 18 to 65 years of age, you may qualify to participate. Daytime and overnight visits are required, and compensation for time and travel will be provided. Qualified participants will receive trial-related medication and care at no cost. Call Clinilabs Incorporated now, 1-866-244-5544, to see if you qualify. That's Clinilabs Incorporated, 1-866-244-5544, 1-866-244-5544.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. Democrat John Kerry calls an anti-Bush ad inappropriate. At the urging of Arizona Republican John McCain, Kerry condemned the ad, saying the campaign should be one of issues, not insults. The ad was produced by the interest group MoveOn.org. It says Bush used family connections to join the Air National Guard and avoid service in Vietnam. Kerry is a decorated Vietnam veteran who volunteered for service 2 weeks ago. McCain called on Bush to condemn an ad in which several veterans accused Kerry of fabricating his war record. The Bush campaign refused. The first group of enemy combatants at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base go to trial next week. They are accused of having varying roles in plots to attack Americans at home and U.S. troops abroad. John Altenberg, the appointing authority for the Office of Military Commission, says next week's hearings will resemble those held in civilian courts. Altenberg talks about the difficulties preparing for these hearings.
My concern is not how quickly we get to the military commissions, but what's the quality of how we do this and how we want to get this right. And we haven't done it in 60 years. There hasn't been a military commission since the late 40s in the aftermath of World War II.
Altenberg says experienced military attorneys will be assigned to the combatants. They also have the right to retain a private attorney. No appointment of a defense attorney for former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic. Some 90 legal experts from 17 countries urged the United Nations to allow Milosevic to get proper medical treatment for heart problems, then continue to defend himself. Milosevic is charged with 66 counts of war crimes, including genocide. His trial began February 2002 and stalled at the halfway point due to heart problems. The petition to the UN warns that having an outside lawyer take over his defense will only increase his hypertension and place his life at risk. More political fallout in the Garden State. This time, a key contributor to Governor McGreevy's campaign, real estate developer Charles Kushner, will plead guilty to allegations he hired a call girl to seduce his brother-in-law. Kushner is charged with conspiracy, obstructing a federal investigation, and promoting interstate prostitution. McGreevy has not been implicated in the scandal. Kushner allegedly hired a prostitute to entrap his brother-in-law, who was a government cooperating witness, in an investigation of Kushner's campaign contributions and possible tax fraud. The prostitute was to video the encounter, then mail the tape to his own sister, the witness's wife. Eastern governors seem to be having their share of political nightmares. After Governor McGreevy came out the closet and announced he was gay and would leave the office this week, the investigation into former Connecticut Governor John Rowland is heating up. Rowland supposedly made $26,000 in less than a week trading on penny stocks. Air America Radio, I'm Mike Piazza.
By taking lives now on DVD. First, he kills them.
All of these men have something that he desires.
Then, he becomes them.
That man's face was half gone.
The director's cut is more intense. And more riveting with scenes you never saw in theaters.
I might be having a reaction to The Witness.
Only movie critics call the best film of its type since Silence of the Lambs.
You have something that I want.
Angelina Jolie.
Drop your weapon!
Taking Lives. Available in the even scarier unrated director's cut. Now on DVD. Rated R version also available.
what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One Player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us. We have just so much fun planned tonight. So many things to talk about. We're going to do Uncle Mike's Story Corner again, so stick around for that. And what else we got? I don't know. What's the word of the day today? I guess coward or cowardly is the word of the day today. You know what I'm talking about, but we'll get to that later. The phone number here. 866-303-2270. Did you see today's media outrage of the day? You know, there's one just about every day perpetrated by mainstream media against John Kerry. It used to be against Bill Clinton. Now it's against John Kerry. If you remember yesterday, we shared Stephanopoulos' racist invitation to Barack Obama, asking him, Obama, if he wanted to sing a gospel song, because old Popeye himself, Alan Keyes, you know, he looks like Popeye on acid, doesn't he? If Popeye the Sailor Man took acid, he would look just like Alan Keyes. You know, Popeye, you know, if I were Alan Keyes, I'd go get my thyroid checked. You know, you got to watch that, dude. When the eyeballs start bulging like that, that's usually a thyroid condition. You need to check it. Need to check it. But anyway, yesterday we shared Stephanopoulos asking Barack Obama if he wanted to sing a gospel song. Why don't we call Barack Obama a Kansas American? Isn't he from Kansas? Isn't that his mother? Why don't we call him a European-American? Right? Why don't we call a Tiger Woods a Thai American? Isn't his family a Thai, part Thai? You know, it's that nasty one-drop rule, isn't it? Huh? Right? One drop of African blood, and you're an African-American. Barack Obama. I just wonder, just in passing, why don't we call him a European American or an American American? You know. Anyway, I digress. Today's media crime was committed by CNN's Candy Crowley. Now, I've said before that Candy Crowley would like to do for George what Monica did for Bill. Period. I remember during the campaign in 2000 when Candy hauled her hefty bulk down to the ranch, or wherever the hell Bush was campaigning from. And Candy would stand outside the fence almost every day with these breathless reports on the stupidest man in America who was running for president, as though he had something to offer this country. I can't get that out of my mind. Candy Crowley was the first stand-up news reporter. By stand-up, I don't mean stand-up. I mean, you know, she stands up or tries to give her reports. She was the first news reporter for CNN. And again, excuse me, I've worked there twice. She's the first news reporter for CNN that I'm aware of who allowed, a matter of fact, promoted her personal point of view in her newscasts. I don't like her. Anyway, today, Candy Crowley demonstrates how desperate the Republicans and their shills in media are getting where it concerns John Kerry. I mean, what are you going to attack him on, right? George W. Bush, who has run the country into the ground by any estimation, except rich people. If you're a rich people, you're doing great.
Well, don't you mean rich person?
No, I don't. Shut up. Sit down. Get back in your box.
All right.
If you're a rich people, you're doing great. Everybody, you know, and you got to be a certain part of the rich people. I know Bush likes to say that the small business owners are rich. You know, in a long 3-year, it was eternity, period, when I was not working in radio, Kathy and I had a small business. We employed about 12 people. And it was a struggle, man. It was a struggle just to pay the light bill. But not according to Bush. See, Bush has owned small businesses before. And he thought he was rich because he had the Bin Laden family bail him out. He had the Saudi royal family bail him out. He had his pappy bail him out. He had his mammy bail him out. All these people. So George thought he was rich. He was a Texas Rangers minority owner. What did he own? 1.2% of the team, but they told him he was the president. So what does he know? He knows nothing. So here you have the media trying to spin George Bush as though he has done something for this country other than drive it right into the wall, head first, brain damage, all of us. So Candy Crowley steps up. Here, I'll do it. Here, I'll do it. Today, Candy Crowley accused Kerry of a major faux pas, and I'm not making this up, for a year ago, when he was in Philadelphia, he ordered a cheesesteak with Swiss cheese on it. He did. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, Malloy, lighten up. Candy Crowley was just, it was slow news day. She was just making a joke. No, it's not a slow news day. A. B. This is Candy Crowley.
Hi, George. Anything I can do for you today?
So last year, John Kerry goes to Philadelphia and orders a cheesesteak and says, can I have Swiss cheese on that, please? Here's what Crowley said, quote, "We want to begin this story about a year ago when John Kerry went to Philadelphia in a famous cheesesteak place called Pat's. There he ordered, of course, a cheesesteak, but he ordered it with Swiss cheese. That's kind of a food faux pas in Philadelphia. You're supposed..." Wait a minute. Faux pas. Isn't that French? Candy Crowley is dropping French phrases into her...
That's kind of a food faux pas in Philadelphia. You're supposed to order it with cheese whiz. Maybe American, but Swiss cheese? Definitely a faux pas. There were also complaints at the time that John Kerry took dainty bites of his Philadelphia cheesesteak. Now, if there's one thing Candy Crowley knows not, it's dainty bites. I have been at, what's the name of the, Kathy, you've been down there with me, where we go, the little restaurant there at CNN, what's it called? You know, that little place right there? Kathy, what's it called? Okay, there's a restaurant for employees only at CNN, and it's called the something. Okay, there's a name to it. It's not the feed room. It's something like that. My producer's losing it here. Okay, I saw Candy Crowley in there one time. Oh, my God. So here she's saying there were complaints that John Kerry took dainty bites of his Philadelphia cheesesteak. I watched this today, see? You know, Cassie and I were sitting there on the couch in the TV room with baby Bonkers. That's our month-old who just loves to scream. All night! I wonder where she gets that! So the kid was quiet for like 20 minutes, and we're watching CNN. You know, it's like, oh, Jesus, I'm tired. Oh, shut up. I'm tired. No, I'm tired. I'm tired! If you've ever had a kid, you know that if you get through the first month, your marriage makes it. Hell, you're married for the rest of your life, dude. So that's why God makes them so cute, you know, so you don't put a pillow over their face, you know. You got to stop crying. So we're sitting there watching Candy. Here comes Candy Crowley. You know, they wheel her out. She's sitting behind a desk. I guess she's substituting for the U-boat commander, Wolf Blitza, former. No, she's not. Who's she subbing for, Kathy? Oh, Judy Woodruff, another one. Candy Crowley looks like, Judy Woodruff looks like she's been through a famine, and Candy Crowley looks like she caused it. I mean, you talk about frickin' frack. These two are just, aren't they? They're just unbelievable. So just remember, when it comes to selecting the next leader of the free world, foreign policy, forget it! The economy, environmental issues, military records, who cares? What matters is whether or not the candidate heartily whiffs down a Velveeta dripping cheesesteak. You'd know about that, wouldn't you, Candy?
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the Internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly.
Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-553-4400. That's 800-553-4400 for Barron's.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Radio is a great example of science at its best. Hi, this is Bob from C. Crane. Radio science is fun and fascinating, and the CC Radio Plus lets you get the most out of all that technology by just turning a dial. We designed the CC Radio Plus to give you the best AM reception of any radio you can find. The CC Radio Plus has a powerful built-in AM antenna and extra fine tuning that helps you lock on a station. The special voice-optimized speaker will make your favorite radio show sound clearer than any radio you've heard in years. Give us a call or visit ccradio.com for the CC Radio Plus.
Give us a call at 800-522-8863 or visit us at ccradio.com. We'll be happy to tell you more about the CC Radio Plus. That number again is 800-522-8863 or go to the web at ccradio.com. The C. Crane Company. Discover something new today.
Anyone past the hour? Should I not rag on Candy Crowley? Probably not, but I really don't care. You know, I really don't. The blatant partisanship of some of these so-called dispassionate, uninterested, objective news reporters has finally gotten to me. If I've decided to crack a little bit, that's okay. You know, that's okay. That's just the way it goes. By the way, I mentioned the other night, shut it, their website, shutitdownnyc.com. Make sure you add the NYC. If you don't, apparently it takes you to a porn site. That's why we need another porn site address, right? Now, even as I say that, I just heard about 50, it just went up, 300, 762 people just went to shutitdown.com, right? Come on, shutitdownnyc.com. You got to have the NYC in there. That's where to go to find out about this effort to deny these Republican vermin who are going to swarm into your city, New York, food, entertainment, cabs, a good time. You know, if all the hookers would just not work while the Republican National Convention is in the city, that would make them all just mean and evil. I'm not talking about the hookers. I'm talking about the delegates. If the hookers would just, you know, here in Atlanta, I have a friend. Her name is Dolores French. That's her name. She wrote a book about being a hooker. I knew her before she was a hooker. She's not never has been my kind of hooker. But I, you know, I know Dolores. Matter of fact, when Andy Young was mayor down here, Dolores was the unofficial advisor to the mayor on the prostitutes that worked the city of Atlanta. Okay, all of that to tell you that Dolores told me straight ahead the busiest week of the year for the hookers in Atlanta is when the Southern Baptist Convention convenes here. And she told me it's not just straight sex. These people want to be beat and flogged and flayed. Well, after watching The Passion of the Christ, I can understand why. But Dolores has told me, Mike, you wouldn't believe it. We, you know, the hookers come over here from as far away as Mobile. They come up here from Jacksonville when the Southern Baptist Convention is in town because, you know, a lot of these people just say, lay it on me. Jesus, lay it on me. So shut it down. NYC is a website put together by folks who are in the service industry. That includes actors, waitrons, cabbies, whoever. I used to believe in a free, unfettered press. I still believe in a free, unfettered press. I believe that news gatherers should have privileges where it concerns gathering the news that you and I don't have, like shield laws. I believe that. Because we live neck deep in corruption. The Fourth Estate, especially the newspaper industry, was supposed to be that unofficial branch of government that kept tabs on the other three. Right? By government, small g, I mean how we govern ourselves. Now, I have watched over the years the sacrosanct level upon which I placed newspaper writers sink into the slime, just like television and radio, with the exception of this network and a few sterling individuals. The Valerie Plame case, I think, was the nadir of all of this. Especially given the fact that it was Robert Novak, who is either a serious drunk or has a serious problem trying to put together coherent sentences. This guy is unbelievable, isn't he? Isn't he? And I lived in Chicago for 3.5 years where he lives. It was awful. Well, the New York Times has received two more subpoenas from prosecutors investigating who leaked the identity of former CIA officer Valerie Plame to the press. That's according to the publication editor and publisher. Now, what do you think that all the special prosecutor would have to do is go to George Bush and say, Bush, or Mr. President, call in your staff and let me put them under oath and ask them who did this? Wouldn't that be simple? But no. Now, the subpoenas that went to the Times, one is for the reporter Judith Miller, who lied and lied and lied about the situation in Iraq, and about whom the New York Times, in their, what was it, 6 or 16,000-word mea culpa about how miserably they failed as a newspaper in the run-up to the war in Iraq, the attack on Iraq, Judith Miller was specifically named. So she gets a subpoena. It seeks documents and other records related to the paper's reporting on Plame. Miller received a previous subpoena on August 11th, compelling her to testify before a federal grand jury investigating the case. The two latest subpoenas arrived over the weekend. A spokesman for the Times says, we will either have to comply or file a motion to quash. The Times will move to quash. In another case, Times reporters James Risen and Jeff Gerth, do you know who Jeff Gerth is? Jeff Gerth, back in 1991 and 1992, started the Whitewater reporting. Jeff Gerth single-handedly attempted to destroy the democratic process in this country. Jeff Gerth, who never met a lie or a rumor or an innuendo he wasn't willing to put in the New York Times. Now, Jeff Gerth and James Risen are expected to find out tomorrow if they will be held in contempt for failing to disclose sources related to the coverage of the Wen Ho Lee case. Another case where they totally abused their privilege as newspapermen. This is difficult for me because I believe in a protected press, but these people don't recognize or don't represent a press that I recognize. This is Air America Radio.
Always having dirt to play around with. In the starched white shed, you will find bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play around with.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Look, kid, are you sure you want me to tattoo Air America Radio onto your forehead?
Yes, I do. Stop! Don't let this happen to you. Now you can let people know you're an Air America listener without painfully disfiguring yourself. Log on to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner for t-shirts, hats, boxer shorts, barbecue aprons, and more.
Ow! What's that address again?
That's AirAmericaRadio.com. Wear the air.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Did you know that on average, a woman with a college degree makes less than a man who drops out of high school? Hi, this is Sheryl Crow, and I'm a feminist because I believe in radical concepts like equal pay for equal work and equality in general. So why is it that women are 51% of the population, yet only 14% of Congress? Why do most health plans cover Viagra, but not birth control? And more importantly, how do we fix that? Well, first, you register to vote. Go to feminist.org to register online. That's feminist.org. Then forward the link to all your girlfriends and be sure to vote November 2nd. Remember, women are 51% of the population, so when we vote, we have the power to change the world.
Sponsored by the Feminist Majority Foundation, a 501c3 organization that does not oppose, support, or otherwise endorse any candidate for public office.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Unfiltered.
Coming up on the next Unfiltered. It's Jailhouse Shock. It's an arresting detainee update with a sidecar report on the private cobbled jail. You'll be held captive with this crazy cornucopia of Keystone Cop capery of crime. Do you know Jack the Jailer? Apparently, neither does U.S. intelligence. Plus, the Pap Attack with Mike Papantonio.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Oh,
know who leaked. If anybody's got any information, they ought to take it to the Justice Department so we can find out the leaker.
Yeah, take it to my buddy Ashcroft. If you know who leaked Valerie Plame's name, please take it to Ashcroft. He'll handle it. He's my go-to guy for stuff like this. God. So James Risen and Jeff Gerth are expected to find out tomorrow if they'll be held in contempt concerning the Wenho Lee case. That's a former Los Alamos scientist who's suing the government for violations of his right to privacy. In the Plame case, Washington Post reporter Walter Pincus received a subpoena last week. The Washington Post plans to seek to quash it. Time magazine reporter Matthew Cooper was held in contempt on August 9th by a federal judge for refusing to name government officials who leaked Plame's identity. And, of course, then there's Robert Novak. Novak has not said if he has received a subpoena in the investigation. But NBC commentator Tim Russert has been interviewed, as have Glenn Kessler, another Washington Post reporter. So it is extremely difficult for me, and I'll be the first to admit it. I believe in shield laws. I have spent an awful lot of time in my checkered, tawdry career working in different areas of journalism. This is not one of them. I don't mean to imply that talk radio is journalism. It's not. I've never had to use a shield law. But I've always felt that reporters, especially investigative reporters, needed to be protected. But this crew, this tribe that's been out there for the past 10 years, this group of sycophants who do nothing but stroke George Bush and stroke the right wing and stroke Tom DeLay and stroke Newt Gingrich and complain because John Kerry asked for Swiss cheese on his cheese steak and didn't take dainty bites? Or did take? What the hell? I don't know. Somebody sent me a link to the Drudge Report. I wouldn't go to the Drudge Report if you held a gun to my head. But he said the lead story last night was about Kerry's hair cutter being flown somewhere. Matt, you jack-legged freak, we've already done that story. That was the Bill Clinton tying up LAX getting a haircut story that you and your swinish brethren put out there and turned out to be an absolute lie. So now you're going to do it with Kerry. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? I haven't. And then to top everything else, the attacks on Kerry, they're just unrelenting, aren't they? They're cheesy, they're nasty, they're like some little rat dog running out, and you're walking down the street, some little rat dog come running out biting at your ankles, you know? And what you could do is turn around and just squash the little rat dog like a huge bug, but you don't because you know the little rat dog belongs to somebody. So you just go, scat, scat, get away, get away. It just doesn't stop. Well, this weekend, researchers discovered a near-perfect imitation of a recent solicitation sent by the Kerry Edwards campaign looking for money. The email appeared to have come from John Kerry's brother, Cam. And it said some stuff, it's John's brother, I fought through tough fights, blah, blah, blah. And then it calls on recipients to donate to the Kerry campaign. It provides a link to a special webpage ostensibly designed to accept payments over the internet. But the webpage was really based in, here's a surprise, India! And any donation made is probably lost forever. Now, the story would end there, wouldn't it? Except for the fact that the site in India is related to the Republican National Committee back in the United States. These people are swine. Swine. And it just won't stop. It just won't stop. Well, I don't know. Are you done screaming tonight, Mike? Huh? You done screaming yet? A couple more things here. The Republican chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, John Warner. He's former Navy Secretary under Nixon. He said over the weekend that John Kerry deserved his combat medals for heroism in Vietnam, which a group of sick, twisted, post-traumatic stress syndrome, thuggish, Agent Orange-inhaled so-called vets seem to think Kerry doesn't deserve. So, here we go. John Warner! Hey, thanks, John, for validating Lieutenant Kerry. Now maybe some of the fence-sitters and the undecideds will go, oh, hey, Myrtle, did you hear? John Warner said John Kerry deserved the medals. Well, damn then. Warner was on CNN's Late Edition. Who runs that? Is that the former U-boat commander, Wolf Blitzer, too? Yeah. Warner said on that program, I stand by the process that awarded that medal, and I think we best acknowledge that his heroism did gain that recognition. You know, I think what Warner was addressing here is the fact that these people identify themselves as a swift boat veterans for the truth. You know, just scum, just pond scum, just the lowest of the low. When they challenge the way a Silver Star, which is what? The second, third highest award that you can give to somebody in combat. When they challenge the way it was awarded to one soldier, they're challenging the way it was awarded to all soldiers. That's how bad this is. That's how bad it is. Warner said on Wolf Blitzer's program, we did extraordinary, careful checking on that type of medal, the Silver Star, a very high one, when it goes through the secretary. He deserved it. Now, this is a former Navy secretary, as well as a veteran. John McCain, a Vietnam prisoner of war and mass murderer from the sky, has condemned the ads. Bush hasn't. Bush stayed back here and got drunk and did lines of cocaine. While the rest of these people went over and murdered Vietnamese. Okay, murder's an illegal term. Went over and killed Vietnamese for no reason whatsoever. Right! 58,000 Americans dead for no reason. For what? So Colin Powell can get on a stage in Hanoi dressed up like a hula chick and make an ass of himself, along with the foreign ministers of five or six Southeast Asian countries. That's how bad it is. That's how bad it is. That's how bad it was. And John Kerry came back from that horrible, horrible charnel house that was based on lies and said, no, we shouldn't be there. And where was George Bush? Hey, can I get another line over here? Damn! Woo! Now give me one of them Lone Stars. In the meantime, don't forget the word tonight, at least for this first hour. We're soon going to take your calls, and you can go ahead and trash the program then if you like. But the first hour here, the word is coward or cowardly. Which brings me to Senator Tom Harkin. He says Cheney's questioning of Kerry's war record and his ability to protect America is cowardly. Harkin, a former Navy fighter pilot, said, it just outrages me that someone who got five deferments during Vietnam and said he had other priorities at that time would say that. Harkin said he had seen clips of Cheney saying in Iowa last week that Kerry lacks a basic understanding of the war on terrorism. This thug Cheney, whose Halliburton company has ripped and destroyed and continues to stuff billions in their pockets. Did you see the report on CBS News tonight? Halliburton charging the American taxpayers $100 to wash 15 pounds of sweat and blood cake clothing of our soldiers in Iraq. Can you believe this? Halliburton, who only has their $10 billion contract because of Cheney, $100. What does it cost you to do 15 pounds of laundry at your neighborhood laundromat? $1.75? If that happened, the old Soviet Union, the leaders of Halliburton would be taken out behind the Kremlin and shot instantly. No trial, no appeal, nothing. The bad old Soviet Union. They knew a cheater when they saw one, didn't they? Huh? Harkin accused Bush and Cheney of, quote, resorting to dirty attacks on John Kerry's war record. They're running scared, Harkin said, because John Kerry has a war record and they don't. What Cheney is doing and what he is saying, Harkin said, is cowardly. The actions are cowardly. Harkin said it angered him to hear tough talk from Cheney. Cheney's a coward. You damn right Cheney's a coward. And a sneak. And a liar. And a cheat. Harkin said it angered him to hear tough talk from Cheney. He said, when I hear this coming from Dick Cheney, who was a coward who had not served during the Vietnam War, it makes my blood boil. He'll be tough, but he'll be tough with someone else's kid's blood. He'll be tough, but it'll be tough with someone else's kid's blood. So far, 980 Americans dead in Iraq. Someone else's kid's blood.
New York City, September 4th at Town Hall. Mother Jones Magazine presents The State of the Union, an evening of uncensored political comedy to benefit uncensored, uncompromising independent media. Starring Air America host Janine Garofalo and Liz Winstead. Bipartisan smartass Will Durst. Comic artist Ward Sutton, Eugene Merman, and friends. Tickets through Ticketmaster. More information at motherjones.com.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One credit counseling services at 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
Are you a shift worker or work nights? Do you have complaints of excessive sleepiness on the job, including your commute to and from work? If so, you may have evidence of chronic shift work sleep disorder, a medical condition with excessive sleepiness associated with working nights. Clinilabs Incorporated is conducting a research trial of an investigational medication for excessive sleepiness associated with chronic shift work sleep disorder. If you have complaints of excessive sleepiness and are working a late or overnight shift and are 18 to 65 years of age, you may qualify to participate. Daytime and overnight visits are required, and compensation for time and travel will be provided. Qualified participants will receive trial-related medication and care at no cost. Call Clinilabs Incorporated now, 1-866-244-5544, to see if you qualify. That's Clinilabs Incorporated, 1-866-244-5544, 1-866-244-5544.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Vice President, I've got great confidence in the Vice President, doing a heck of a good job. When I picked him, I knew he was a fine business leader and a fine, experienced man. And that matter will take run its course, the Halliburton investigation.
Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
It's about 9 before the hour. I'm going to be taking your phone calls momentarily, I promise. I'm just trying to make sure that one or two of these arteries in my head get blown tonight. I thank God that Harkin, I guess Harkin feels he doesn't have anything to lose, and I really don't care. But thank God Harkin finally put the C word on some of these punks. Now, almost every vet that I know who served in Vietnam says that they did not support what happened, but their country called them and they went. I can remember in 64, supporting what we were doing. I thought it was right. I thought it was the right thing to do because I was brought up during the Cold War years. And I was told the only the good communist was a dead communist. And I believe that when Lyndon Johnson said that we had been attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin. And then, like most people, I saw what was going on. And I watched the film that came into people's living rooms every night, and I started reading reports about what was going on, and suddenly it occurred to me that my friends, my fellow Americans, if you will, were being pushed into a meat grinder. And like John Kerry, unlike John Kerry, I did not serve in Vietnam or the Vietnam era. Like John Kerry, I protested this war, like a lot of people did. A lot of have these people never heard of Vietnam Veterans Against the War? Have these people were they immune to watching television? The hundreds of thousands of people marching all over this country and in the front ranks, returned veterans who got it, who understood. Every time I think of the 58,000 names on that wall, I just almost go berserk. I can't contain that. I can't handle that. Regarding Harkin's charges, that Dick Cheney is a coward. George Bush is a coward. You might as well have gone on with it, Senator Tom. You might as well have taken in the entire upper level of the Republican Party in the House, in the Senate, in governorships, on television, on radio. Swoop them all in, because every one of these punks and thugs and pigs were more than willing to support a war that they would do nothing to fight in themselves. Send the kid down the street. Send the Negroes. Send the Mexicans. Send the white trash. But you ain't sending me. I've got 7 deferments. My name is John Ashcroft. And someday I'm going to be somebody. My name is Dick Cheney. And I had more important things to do in the 60s than go fight some stupid-ass war. I'd rather see your kid go die. Let your father go get his head blown off. Let Max Cleland leave 3 limbs there. What do you think I am? Huh? I'm Dick Cheney. Are you crazy? I'm here to steal and pilfer and loot. I'm a thug. I'm a liar. I'm a sneak. Finally, Tom Harkin calls him what he really is. He's a coward. And he's not just a coward because he refused to go fight the war that he supported. He's a coward every single time he sucks in somebody else's oxygen. The man defines cowardly. And Harkin said, regarding the attacks on Kerry, you can't let them do that. If you let these crazy attacks go unanswered, they take on a life of their own. Oh, and by the way, a spokesman, some little twerp for the Republican National Committee, dismissed Harkin's attack as shrill and negative. And Candy Crowley insinuated that there's something, oh, I don't know what, feminine about John Kerry because he took dainty bites of his cheesesteak. And there's something almost reeking of the foreigner because John Kerry asked for Swiss cheese. You know, that smelly crap with the holes in it. Instead of being like me, Candy Crowley, I like Velveeta. God, I can't stand it. Can you? Can you stand it? Can you stand this? Can you take this? You have the Vice President of the United States and the entire Republican leadership making these snarky comments about Kerry's war record. And then you have people like Candy Crowley and Wolf Blitzer, the former German U-boat commander, and all these people across the media making their snarky little snide remarks. Can you take it? I can't. I really can't. Makes me want to smother stuff. All right, we're just about out of time for this hour, and if you've been holding on patiently, well, thank you, and we're going to get your calls when we come back. We also have, I think we have just one little soundbite for you from Bush at the VFW convention. When was it? Yesterday? The nerve, you know? You talk about balls the size of Mount Everest to walk into a VFW convention when you're a coward and a deserter. And a liar? When you scored in the 25th percentile on your fighter pilot's test and you wind up a commissioned officer? When you go into a champagne unit ahead of 500 other people? Because your name is Bush? How can this guy walk into a VFW convention? Nah, wrong question. How can the people at the VFW convention allow him to come address them? That's the question. So we'll have a little report on that. And Uncle Mike's Story Corner is coming up. And what else we got? All kinds of things to titillate and entertain you tonight. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yasser Issam Hamdi, the alleged enemy combatant. Oh, he's going to be freed. Yeah, he's just been held in jail for 3 years. No big deal. Okay, quick break, and we shall return. If you're on hold, I'm going to take your call when we come back. Thanks for your patience. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
How's it going?
Yeah, you. You know, I've been watching you, and it doesn't look like you're having a lot of fun behind the wheel. And being the all-new Ford Focus ST, I got the solution. Me. I want you to listen to this. Hear that? That's a new engine that makes me the most powerful Focus out there. With over 150 horses at my command, I'm the most powerful Focus available. And if you're a fan of the curves, you're gonna love the way I handle.
New styling inside and out and a confidence-inspiring performance-tuned suspension. The all-new Ford Focus ST. It begs to be driven.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. A new Associated Press poll finds the public is evenly divided on whether or not going to war was the right move. Last December, public support favored George Bush by a 2-to-1 margin following the capture of Saddam Hussein. Those in favor of Bush's decision largely identified themselves as Republicans, Southerners, wage earners making more than $50,000 a year, or young adults. Minorities, people who make under $25,000 a year, and Catholics all came down against U.S. involvement in Iraq. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich wants state residents to save $2 billion a year on prescription drugs. The governor says he's starting an internet network to help residents buy prescription drugs from outside the U.S. Blagojevich says he'll put safeguards in place like limiting imports to prescription refills. Generic drugs, narcotics, or drugs that can spoil during shipping would not be allowed. The Food and Drug Administration is against allowing prescription drug imports because it says it can't guarantee the drug's safety. It's also illegal. President Bush recently announced his plan to realign our troops and bring home approximately 70,000 servicemen from Europe. Democratic response to the president's plan has been swift and negative. Former presidential candidate and NATO commander Wesley Clark doesn't think much of the Bush idea.
Moving these troops out of Korea and Europe will not improve U.S. national security. It will harm U.S. national security. At a time when al-Qaeda is in 60 countries, we need strong alliances. And these moves don't strengthen alliances, they weaken alliances.
Eastern governors seem to be having their fair share of political nightmares. Last week, New Jersey's Governor McGreevy came out of the closet, announcing he's gay and would leave his office November 15th. This week, the investigation into former Connecticut Governor John Roland is heating up. Roland supposedly made $26,000 in less than a week trading on penny stocks. Roland made the profit in 6 days during the year 2000 by buying and selling shares of EduLink, an internet education company. That comes from documents released by a legislative impeachment panel. Democrat John Kerry calls an anti-Bush ad inappropriate. At the urging of Arizona Republican John McCain, Kerry condemned the ad, saying the campaign should be one of issues, not insults. The ad was produced by the interest group MoveOn.org. It says Bush used family connections to join the Air National Guard and avoid service in Vietnam. Kerry is a decorated Vietnam veteran who volunteered for service. 2 weeks ago, McCain called on Bush to condemn an ad in which several veterans accused Kerry of fabricating his war record. The Bush campaign refused. I'm Mike Piazza, Air America Radio News.
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
My son's only three, and he loves Ovaltine. His eyes aren't even open in the morning, and that's what he asks for. If I'm going to give him a chocolate drink, I'd prefer Ovaltine because of its nutritional value. It's got more than Nesquik. Ovaltine's a necessity on my grocery list, right next to milk. When we're shopping, my son even picks out the Ovaltine can.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Radio is a great example of science at its best. Hi, this is Bob from C. Crane. Radio science is fun and fascinating, and the CC Radio Plus lets you get the most out of all that technology by just turning a dial. We designed the CC Radio Plus to give you the best AM reception of any radio you can find. The CC Radio Plus has a powerful built-in AM antenna and extra fine tuning that helps you lock on a station. The special voice-optimized speaker will make your favorite radio show sound clearer than any radio you've heard in years. Give us a call or visit ccradio.com for the CC Radio Plus.
Give us a call at 800-522-8863 or visit us at ccradio.com. We'll be happy to tell you more about the CC Radio Plus. That number again is 800-522-8863 or go to the web at ccradio.com. The C. Crane Company. Discover something new today.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm going to give you a friendly critique. The use of phrases like the crazy Christians and things like that. What if you started on a regular basis, started talking about the crazy Jews? How long do you think you guys would last on the air?
866-303-AAR0. We're listening.
I want to know what happened to the generation of the 70s. You're the generation of peace and love. What happened to you? You turned into mean, evil, imperialist bastards. I'm not on air. I'm on...
Six and a half past the hour. Did you hear that? Welcome back. Six and a half past the hour. I'm Mike Malloy, still, and this is the Air America Radio Network. Thank you for joining us. Okay, who we got here? Kathy, who did you say? Harold in Queens, New York is calling. Harold, welcome to the program, dude.
How you doing, Mike? I love your new show. It's great.
Thank you, sir.
I think it's wonderful. I love to hear you. I just want to tell you about something. I have a bar in Manhattan.
Oh, yeah? And
in Manhattan, in the East Village.
Wow.
And it's called The Raven. And I put a sign outside called from a group called Not In Our Name. And the sign says, I Say No to the Bush Agenda.
Right.
And this group is distributing these posters all over the city in the hopes that businesses will... send a message to the Republicans when they descend on the city later on this month.
That's a great idea. Yeah, that's, that's great.
It's a beautiful poster. It says, I say no to the Bush agenda. And the other day, right on top of the poster, I found a Bush-Cheney 04 sticker over it. And the funny thing is, it says it's from the anti-Bush campaign. It has little writing under the, where it says Bush-Cheney. It says, this sticker was posted on top of an existing anti-Bush sticker from the anti-Bush 2004 at yahoo.com. I was flabbergasted. I never heard of anything like that.
Well, now, if you got the time, just come up with an anti-Bush. No, never mind. That's
crazy.
That's funny. But still, the one I like the best, and I got one in the mail today from my buddy Bart Kopp. You know Bart Kopp? BartKopp.com?
I'm not familiar.
Oh, God. You've got to go to his website. Anyway, I got a thing in the mail from Bart Kopp. He sent me a little, it's like a bumper sticker reduced to the size of a campaign button that you wear on your shirt, and it says Bush Satan 2004. I love that.
That is great.
You haven't checked out Bart Kopp?
I'm on the computer now, so I'll check it out. BartKopp.com?
Yeah, BartCopp. Bart Kopp. It's one of the best political parody sites in this corner of the Milky Way. It's an excellent site. You're going to love it.
Okay. One more thing. Tomorrow night, my bar, Raven, we're sponsoring a John Kerry rock and roll party.
I want to come. I want to be there.
Politics, punk, and beer, and I'll be DJing. I downloaded a bunch of protest songs from the 60s, and I have 70s punk rock, and we're going to be raising funds and donating them to the Democratic National Committee. And
what's your address? Where are you in East Village?
We're at 194 Avenue A, and that's on the corner of East 12th Street, and we're called the Raven, R-A-V-E-N, like the bird.
The next time Kathy and I are in the city, we're going to come by and say hi to you, Harold, if you don't mind.
I appreciate it. I love it. I love you. I love Air America. You guys are great.
It's a great network. The Raven tomorrow night, starting what time?
About 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. All right. And lots of music.
Rock and roll party.
Lots of music and a fundraiser for the Kerry campaign.
Right.
Bless you, Harold. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. We're at 866-303-2270. There's an open line. Lowell is calling from Tampa, Florida. He's our bureau chief there. Hey, Lowell, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you are.
Yeah, cool. Well, just a couple of quick comments. I know I missed last night about the harassment of black voters in Miami. Orlando.
Yeah, yeah.
And, coming from, I'm black, and when I read that on the email this morning, I was incensed. And there were some couple of people in my neighborhood. One said that because of that, they're considering not voting. But there's about four at where I work that said that something like that's not going to stop them from voting because they realize that, what did Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Edgar Meggers die for?
Right.
If we're going to be intimidated by thugs like Jeb Bush from if we're going to be intimidated by these people into not voting. Bad chance. Crap on me.
Yeah, it makes me kind of sad that somebody would say, well, I think I'll just stay home. Man, that would make me want to go out and vote twice.
Yeah, exactly. That's my opinion on that one. And briefly, you were touching on earlier about CNN or Betty at how journalism has deteriorated, objective journalism has deteriorated. Ever since I was a kid, I grew up watching stuff like Walter Cronkite and John Chancellor, whom I had the pleasure of meeting. Real journalists.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have that today.
No, we don't.
I do freelance on occasion, and it's just like, if I went to school today, I definitely would not want to become a journalist. Otherwise, I might sound like Judy Woodruff on CNN or Wolf Blitz or,
at
every turn.
A different generation had Walter Cronkite and John Chancellor. We have Brit Hume. Isn't that nice?
Oh, God. Or worse, Bill O'Reilly and Sean Insanity.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, I swear, give O'Reilly to me for a day.
Yeah, I hear that. Hey, listen, thanks, Lowell. Appreciate you checking in, pal.
All right,
you have a nice evening. Was it something I said? Now we have two open lines. 866-303-2270. Dennis is calling from somewhere in the Great White North. Hey, Dennis, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Good. I enjoyed your show before at IE America, too.
Well, thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to go over something. My daughter is doing helping her with a research project last year in school. She was studying U.S. history.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things she was doing was the background to the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting few quotes here that we got from Encyclopedia. It talks about Warren Harding's administration, and there's so many parallels with Bush.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, I thought this was interesting. It goes back to his early days with Harding.
Mm-hmm.
That for a time, the ex-school teacher tried reading law in a lawyer's office, but soon found the text of Blackstone too much for him. A spell of selling insurance ended in disaster when he miscalculated the rates. Then,
this sounds like Bush and his oil companies and his dealings with bin Laden family and the Saudi royal family. It's, yeah, there's definitely some parallels there.
Yeah, and then his claim to be a uniter, not a divider. Well, Warren was, when he's in state government, was like that too. His big claim to fame was harmonizing the state's two Republican factions.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, he became a Republican floor leader and then became the figurehead post of lieutenant governor of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess lieutenant governor, I should say it there.
And then that's how we say it in the lower 48.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the environment. The appointment that would prove most disastrous for Harding's reputation, but it was unnoticed at the time, was that of the anti-conservationist senator from New Mexico, Albert Fall. This Mr. Fall would go on to make deals with a couple of big-shot oil executives, which resulted in selling off U.S. naval oil reserves at Teapot Dome.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And he would end up going to jail for quite a number of years. But that was the man he picked for the Interior Secretary to guard the environment.
Yeah. Well, you know, the one stark difference between the Bush and Harding administrations is that nobody in the Bush administration will wind up going to jail, although there's about 26 of them who deserve a hard time.
Who knows? Maybe we'll find out soon.
Yeah, we'll see. Dennis, good to hear from you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, have a nice evening. You know, as far as being uniter, not a divider, I realize that it's just a dumb, stupid cliche that Bush pulled out of his one of his body orifices to sling around during the 2000 campaign. Two groups he has united is the Shia and the Sunni Muslims in most of... most of the Arab world, the Sunni were, please forgive me if you're Muslim, but this is very simple for us non-Muslims. The Shia are more the Muslims of the people. The Sunni were more of the Muslims of the ruling class. And they have had an historical antagonism for about the past 1,300 years. But Bush has united them. They are united now in threatening the United States and Americans if Bush and his thugs do anything to disturb the holy Shia sites in Najaf. So, yeah, he's a uniter, all right.
Compassionate conservative, my ass, in executions unsurpassed, surplus gone so fast, divided, not united. What's he want to do now? What's he going to try? Does he really think on getting his knife? Does he care if children die? La, 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 la. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, Go stealth and get the phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
New York City in summer. You know how hot it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now is a great time to replace them with custom-fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends August 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another summer without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
I understand that the unrest in the Middle East creates unrest throughout the region.
No, George, the Middle East is a region. Oh, never mind. What, Kathy? Who? You're kidding me. He's on the line? Okay. From Texas, George W. Bush. Mr. Bush, I don't like you, but welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Mickey. It's a pleasure to be back.
Yeah, well.
I wanted to tell your listeners about my broad-based initial that I have to increase consumer awareness.
Okay, tell us. Your broad-based initial? Never mind.
My idea.
Your idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a pretty good idea, too.
All right.
And I'm going to explain it to all of you.
Okay.
See, the thing is I kind of borrowed a page from John Ashcroft here.
Yeah.
Now he's got the terrorist awareness, and it's all color-coded.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking is, because we want to have you people shopping.
Yeah.
Because buying things makes more money. So if the economy is hitting a rough patch, going to raise the consumer awareness to like orange. That means you go shopping.
Consumer awareness will be raised to orange and you go shopping.
That's right.
Okay.
So the higher the awareness, more shopping, more money.
Well, in a weird kind of way, Bush, that makes sense.
See? We're on the same page then, Mickey.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Mr. President, but...
The problem is, let me explain the problem.
All right.
The problem is, economy needs people buying things.
Yeah.
Got to tell the people when to buy things.
Yeah.
Go buy the colors.
Go buy the colors. I see. Go buy, B-Y, the
right.
colors.
Right. The colors tell the people when to shop.
I gotcha. Where are we, like, for example, today? Is this a green, a yellow?
Today's an orange shopping. So I hope everybody's out there in their shopping.
Like Walmart, buying all those good Chinese products.
That's right.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, color-coded
consumer awareness alert.
Alert. And who are you going to have announce these? Like Ashcroft or Ridge announces the terrorist alerts.
Well, I'm going to be appointing a special secretary of shopping.
Oh, okay, that's going to be a cabinet level, I tell
you. Cabinet level position.
Secretary of Shopping.
Secretary of Shopping.
Right.
Because, like, remember back on 9/11, I told people, go shopping.
Yes, you did, and get on airplanes.
Get on the airplanes and go shopping.
Yeah.
And that's good, too, because you get the duty free. When you're shopping on an airplane.
That's true. Shopping on an airplane.
You get the duty free, and that's good for America.
It is good for America. And have you got any more ideas, Mr. President?
I've got tons of them.
No, that's
right.
And
I'm just waiting for my next 4 years to implement all the wonderful, fabulous ideas that I have.
You know, there's a good chance the next 4 years you may spend in a rubber bungalow. You understand that?
I understand that I might be in what you said, but I'll still be running the country, won't I?
Yeah, you probably will, George. You probably will. Listen,
any questions you might have for me before I go?
How do you like your cheesesteak?
Well, I don't have it with the holy cheese.
You don't. I see.
Like my opponent.
Uh-huh.
He likes it French.
Yeah.
So remember to go shopping.
We'll do it. And I'm just waiting for the orange alert. What happens if it's a red alert?
If it's a red alert, then shop till you drop.
I got you. Okay. Mr. Bush, do call us again sometime, all right?
Certainly will, Mickey.
Okay.
And it's been a pleasure talking to you and your listening people.
Yes, they're listening people for sure. Thank you, Mr. Bush.
They're welcome.
Yeah, you have a nice... Oh. Linda is calling from Milwaukee. Linda, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Linda.
I'm one of your Milwaukee correspondents.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. I just called to say that I saw the pictures of Molly, and she's just a real cutie.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that it?
That's basically it.
That's it? Well, that's very kind of you, Linda. It really is. Thank you. I mean, can you imagine somebody calling... the baby Jesus, that'd be Sean Hannity, or the pig man, that would be Rush Limbaugh, and saying, I saw the pictures on your website of your baby, and they're very pretty. Well, the pig man can't reproduce. He had an operation. And Hannity, oh, God, never mind. I wouldn't even go there. But that's very kind of you to say that, Linda. I appreciate it. And for folks who want to see pictures of Molly Malloy, it's MikeMalloy.com. Click on the gallery page, and presto bingo, there she is.
At the top of the page.
Baby bonkers.
Yeah.
Thanks, Linda. You have a nice evening.
You too.
All right. Take care. Baby bonkers. Ron is calling from Sacramento, California. Hey, Ron. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Good evening. Super interesting show you got, Mike.
Yeah, it's funny what you're saying about Cheney going after Senator Kerry there. It seems like these chicken hawks are all mouth, you know, the Hannity and people like Mike Savage. Savage Nation, Mike Weiner there, he spent the war years chasing down butterflies in the Pacific Islands, but he's got a lot of blood-curdling, you know, statements to make, and a lot of real about bombing Arabs and the rest of it. You know, and you know,
Ron. I mean, let me put you on hold. I got to do a break here. I'll come right back to you because you've only been on for about 40 seconds. So, put you on hold. We'll be back in just a minute. Quick break here. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America Radio. Write it down. Air America Radio.
Solve me today. Since you've been away, yeah. I often think of you each night and day. Oh, but someday you won't be no trouble. You won't worry my life.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Have you been asking yourself, where's my official Air America Radio t-shirt, tote bag, travel mug, and baseball cap? Well, they're here. Just go to airamericaradio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner. It's that easy.
You'll need money and a credit card.
Check out our Air America Radio classic thong and dog shirt.
Note, these are two separate items. Do not put an Air America Radio thong on your dog. That would be wrong.
Get all your Air America gear at airamericaradio.com. Wear the air.
Are you a shift worker or work nights? Do you have complaints of excessive sleepiness on the job, including your commute to and from work? If so, you may have evidence of chronic shift work sleep disorder, a medical condition with excessive sleepiness associated with working nights. Plenilabs Incorporated is conducting a research trial of an investigational medication for excessive sleepiness associated with chronic shift work sleep disorder. If you have complaints of excessive sleepiness and are working a late or overnight shift and are 18 to 65 years of age, you may qualify to participate. Daytime and overnight visits are required, and compensation for time and travel will be provided. Qualified participants will receive trial-related medication and care at no cost. Call Clinilabs Incorporated now, 1-866-244-5544, to see if you qualify. That's Clinilabs Incorporated, 1-866-244-5544, 1-866-244-5544.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
If you were to say, Orkin, man, you don't have to go to school to kill bugs, I'd say, nobody's born an expert, my friend. I actually took entomology classes to learn that thief ants will nest right under your kitchen counters. It's not exactly good dinner conversation, but what you thought was dinner for four could really be dinner for 4,000. I still take courses to keep up with the latest facts, like how the Argentine ant has no natural enemy. Except, of course, for me. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Wednesday's Morning Sedition. We'll hear from a guy who won't give his name because he's inside the CIA and he's blasting Bush. Anonymous, the author of Imperial Hubris. Plus, ever fantasize about talking to a congresswoman while she's taking a bath? Well, you will now. Plus, the liberal agenda and the war on brains on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Mark Riley and Mark Maron on Air America Radio.
Before the hour, this is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Back to Ron, who's called in from Sacramento. Ron, go ahead.
Right. It seems to me that the chicken hawks, Medved and Hannity, O'Reilly and the rest of them, have brought up to their elbows to share in this bloodletting. And this is the really galling, most galling thing about this administration from hell with Forrest Bush at the helm there, you know. And it seems to me that the dissenters and the anti-war, remember the humongous crowds at the demonstrations, these are the true patriots of America, whether they're left, right, or libertarian. And, and the dissenters are the conscience of America now, the only defense against misuse of the military, which is ongoing. It seems to me that the whole fabricated crisis from Bush and Powell and the rest of them, and then this ongoing slaughter, it's a referendum on that. And I think that Kerry, I think if you go state by state, I think Forrest Bush is basically in free fall. The media wants, they give you these phony national polls of 400 people. You divide that by 50, that's 8 people per state. That's total hogwash. It's state by state is where it's won. And unless they pull off a rigged communist-style election from the vote-counting traitors that sometimes can phony it up, and the whole thing about the Christianity bit from Bush to me is just about total hogwash. And the clues that Bush may not... is a counterfeit Christian, or violence and deceit are the mark of evil. That's one clue. And thou shalt not kill is another one. And Bush constantly speaking in forked tongues. You know, he forgot that, speaking in forked tongues, like the Indians talked about, is not the same as speaking in tongues. I think, Bush... is not a conservative. The Bush wing, since 88, the Bush wing essentially hijacked that, and so extremists from all over moved in and support Bush.
Well, right, Ron. That's why I referred to them as the American Nazi Party or the neocons. Listen, Ron, let me move on. I appreciate you checking in. You make some good points. Thank you, sir. Thanks for checking in. Greg is calling from New Jersey. Greg, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Well, I definitely have some real problems with the particular issues that you have on your show this evening, especially in the fact that you mentioned the Republican Party as a Nazi party. And frankly, I will let you know now, I am a Republican. And, it's funny the hypocrisy that you people constantly spew out over the airwaves in regards to the hatred issues. You know, I've heard
wait,
nothing.
Wait. Hold on a second, Greg.
No.
No. Hold on, Greg. Somebody put him on hold. Somebody put him on hold. Now, when you get some manners, Greg, I might let you back on my program, okay? But what I hear is the typical right-wing hogwash, okay? You don't hear anything anywhere that is hypocrisy from a liberal. You people invented hypocrisy. You're cheats, liars, and you don't know how to carry on a normal conversation. So, Greg, learn some manners and check me out some other time. Now I'm going to disconnect your call because it's just not worth it And you don't come into my house or my place of business, which is what you do. When I take your phone call, Greg, you're coming into my place of business. This is where I work. And you don't come in with an attitude like that, or I'll spank you and put your ass out on the street, which is what I just did. So learn some manners. And see, this happens every single time I have one of these monkeys call me. I'm more than willing. Always put out the offer. Any flying monkeys out there, any Republicans, any conservatives, neo-Nazis, whatever you are, call me. Love to talk with you, okay? And you people don't have the basic fundamentals of how to carry on a conversation. But if necessary, like I say, when you come into my home or my place of business and start with that kind of attitude, I'm going to take your pants down, I'm going to blister your ass, and I'm going to put you on the street. That's called the red ass, and that's what you just got. Now, Greg, if you ever learn how to talk like a normal human being, call me back. And until you do, just keep calling the baby Jesus and the pig man. They would love to hear from you, okay? They're just so easy, aren't they? They're just little weasels. I'd like to have four or five of you and keep you in a shoebox and feed you breadcrumbs, you know? You're just little weasels. Ew. All right. The VFW, back in February, blasted George W. Bush's 2005 veterans budget. This is back in February, a million years ago in political time. So the weasel, I've used that word twice now in the past 5 minutes. The weasel shows up at the VFW convention. When was it, Monday? What's the day, Kathy? Or was it over the weekend? I don't know. He shows up at the VFW convention. And demonstrates why he is the flip-flopper in chief. These people are amazing. Bush is about as consistent on it, but the only point of view he's consistent on is that Jesus is coming to kill all the Jews. That's he's consistent on. Jesus is coming back, going to butcher the Jews over in Israel so that the good Christians can have a place to live and climb the golden stairs up to heaven. That's the only thing. Now, to get to that point, he's willing to put anybody to the sword. Anybody. Iraq, Iran, Palestinians, eventually Israelis, Russians, people from Kazakhstan, people from Stupidstan, like our last caller. It doesn't make any difference. Bush will put them all to the sword so that Jesus will come back and stand on their corpses. That's the only thing that Bush is consistent about. Now, the very organization that Bush addressed, the VFW, called his veterans budget deplorable. The military newspaper Army Times said of Bush's budget back in February, which shortchanged health care for vets and refused pay increases, Army Times said the chintz in the Bush budget even extends to basic pay for troops. The VFW commander on the Bush plan back in February, deplorable. It's a do-nothing plan. It's a disgrace and a sham. Now, here's what he said. The president ignored veterans in the State of the Union address, and with today's release of his 2005 budget, keep in mind, this is back in February, it is further evidence that veterans are no longer a priority of this administration. We look to Congress to reject the president's inadequate proposal and to provide a budget that fully acknowledges the debt our nation owes its veterans. Now, what was the VFW commander-in-chief, Edward Banas, is that how you say his name, senior, of Connecticut? What was he talking about? The Bush budget was $2.6 billion short of what the Independent Budget Committee recommends is needed to fully meet the demands for quality veterans health care. Now, let me pause. The Bush crime family doesn't care anything about veterans. Isn't that clear? Don't you all get it yet? If you have served this country in uniform, I don't care if you served in World War II, Korea, any of our incursions into third world countries to butcher brown-skinned people. It doesn't make any difference where you served. The Bush crime family doesn't care what happens to you. In fact, what they want you to do is to hurry up and die. Get the hell out of their face. They only want you as long as you can fire weapons and drop bombs and blow people up and kill people and get their oil. That's all the Bush crime family wants. So if you're a veteran, what are you doing turning to Bush to honor any sort of commitment, collective commitment, this nation might have toward you as someone who served in the military. Are you insane? The VFW commander-in-chief back in February the 2nd said this funding package from the Bush administration is a disgrace and a sham. He went on to say this deplorable budget will do nothing to alleviate the many thousands of veterans who are waiting 6 months or more for basic health care appointments with the VA. He went on to say what this administration is proposing for veterans is a shell game. Now, Bush slashed funding for military housing and VA benefits. The source is the Washington Post, June 17, 2003, quote, that adds to several complaints the staff has assembled. Bush's signature on the latest tax cut, which failed to extend a child tax credit to nearly 200,000 low-income military personnel, reduction in his 2004 budget to $9.2 billion for military housing and the like, a cut of $14.6 billion over 10 years in benefits paid through the Veterans Administration. It just goes on and on and on. The draft dodger, the deserter, sought to cap military pay raises. He complained about a plan to double the military death benefit. Army Times, editorial, July 2, 2003, quote, for example, the White House griped that various pay and benefit incentives added to the 2004 defense budget by Congress are wasteful and unnecessary, including a modest proposal to double the $6,000 gratuity paid to families of troops who die on active duty. This comes at a time when Americans continue to die in Iraq, and that was a year ago. Bush tried to roll back monthly pay increases for soldiers in combat. Source, Army Times, same editorial, July 2, 2003. Similarly, the administration announced that on October 1st it wants to roll back recent modest increases in monthly imminent danger pay from $225 to $150. Oh, you bastards. And it goes on and on and on, and this weasel slides his oily, greasy self into the VFW convention in Cincinnati and tries to talk the talk. If you're a veteran and you support this guy, you're insane.
In these times we must fall in line. No room for dissent. I support the troops, my friend, so I drive an SUV in honor of those brave young souls who died to give the right to me. You know, gasoline.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Add a stamp!
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies. But they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get. And you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.C. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell, because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
About 10 before the hour. Okay. So Bush goes into the VFW convention, national convention, and stands there and talks his trash. Now, you want to hear part of what he said just very quickly? This shows how filthy and manipulative these people are. But, you know, as you listen to this, just keep this in mind. Thank goodness that Bush will bring these troops home from the dangerous front lines of Germany. Somebody ought to tell Too Stupid to Chew a Pretzel that World War II ended 50 years ago and the Cold War ended about 12.
Although we'll still have a significant presence overseas, under the plan I'm announcing today, over the next 10 years, we will bring home about 60,000 to 70,000 uniformed personnel and about 100,000 members and civilian employees. Family members and civilian employees.
Wow. Wow, man. That's like, well, let me see here. 6,000 a year. I wonder how many of them will then be offered an incentive to go to Iraq or Afghanistan over the next 10 years. Oh, for God's sake. 6,000 a year. That's 5,000 a month. I'm sorry, 500 a month. That's 125 a week. Wow, man! Damn! Think about that! Gotta get these now. It just so happens that these reductions, first of all, taking them out of Germany, I don't know if it's a good idea or not. I guess it would have been a good idea to have done that about 10 years ago because it's a real money drain. What the hell do we have troops in Germany for to begin with? Oh, that's right, to stop a massive invasion coming out of the Soviet Union. I forgot. I'm sorry. Woo! But this is punishment to the Germans because they would not support Bush's murderous attack on Iraq. Now, where else are the troops going to come from? Oh, this makes sense. South Korea. Just at the time when Kim Il's crazy is rattling his nukes up in North Korea and telling his people, you will eat nuclear weapons, we have no food. So, and ready to launch missiles against who? Japan? India? Anybody who happens to be walking by? Kim Il crazy is nuts! Or Kim Sung Il crazy, whatever the hell his name is. Kim Jong Jumping Jack. I don't know. This guy is playing with three cards out of a deck. Three. The Ace of Quarrels, the Nine of Specs, and the Seven of Stupas. That's how crazy he is. And Bush, this is like taking a sharp stick and ramming it through the bars at Kim Il Crazy Snot. Hey, 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 North Korean. Hey, look over here. Hey, I'm taking troops out of South Korea. What about that? Huh? Launch your missiles now, slanty-eyed boy. God have mercy. This is our commander-in-chief. This is a guy who learned lessons when he was in Vietnam. Do you have that sound bite, Kathy, when what he learned when he was in Vietnam? Yeah, uh-huh. Sticking a sharp stick in Kim Jong Crazy's eye. Here! Here! You like eat Chinese food? Here! Gouge! Gouge! Now, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Me love you long time, Korea boy! This is our commander-in-chief. This is a guy who learned lessons in Vietnam.
Perhaps the most important lesson that I learned in Vietnam is that you cannot confide a guerrilla war with conventional forces.
No, you take a sharp stick and ram it into Kim Jong Nutball's cage and say, blah, blah, hi, hi, look over here, look over here. I'm George W. Bush. Blah, blah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. As far as the Germans are concerned, this it's a payback. Do you know how much all those... What do we have in Germany? 30,000? 70,000? 20 million? Who the hell knows anymore? You know, Halliburton's supposed to be handling, keeping track of how many people are there. They don't know.
Give me the money.
They have no idea. But we contribute all these places, Rammstein and all these bases that we have in Germany. Do you know how much we contribute to the local economy? A lot. A huge pile of money. So this is payback to Werner Gerhard or whoever the hell is the emperor of Germany, right? Who's the emperor of Germany? I don't know. I don't know. Who's is it? I don't know. I don't know. Why are you asking me this crap? Uncle Dick, who's the emperor of Germany? Jeez. So he tells the VFW, stands up there like that means something. We're going to reduce by 70,000 over the next century. You know, we're going to bring all these people back three at a time. How about that, huh? I'm a pretty good guy, right? So there, now, stick all this stuff in your ear about, well, you know, I'm cutting VA benefits. Well, hell yeah, I want you people to die. You were supposed to die when you were fighting. What the hell are you doing alive? Isn't that the way it works in a war? So don't talk to me about VA benefits. I'm going to bring home the troops. No, I ain't bringing home any from Iraq. Can't do that. So where's he going to bring him home from? Yeah. 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 Oh, my God. Korea and Germany. This guy drives me crazy. I just swear. Tom is calling from San Diego. Tom, let's chat for a second. I'm going to have to put you on hold and come back to you. But, Tom, welcome to the program.
How do. Thank you very much.
Sure.
My wife used to be your Hawaii correspondent, by the way.
Oh, really?
So we retired.
Oh, well, bless her heart.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You retired? You lived in Hawaii and you retired and moved to San Diego? Isn't that kind of backwards?
No, Hawaii is a nice place to live.
But you wouldn't want to retire there.
Right. Or, excuse me, a nice place to visit, not to live.
I see. Okay.
But wanted to talk to you about the supply lines or lack thereof provided or not provided by our vice cheats company, Halliburton.
Oh, isn't this awful what Halliburton is doing to American men and women who are fighting and killing and dying, and they charge $100, Halliburton does, to launder 15 pounds of blood and sweat-soaked uniforms? Hey, let me put you on hold, Tom. I'll come back. I got to take a break here. Top of the hour. I got to do some news. We'll come back and talk to Tom, who is a retired veteran, and he's calling in from San Diego. So, y'all stick around, okay? Don't leave me. Don't leave me. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network.
Seems like everyone knows someone who found their love on Match.com. Yep, all around you, neighbors, coworkers, friends are meeting with success using Match.com's exclusive Total Attraction matching system. Now it's your turn to be first in line for love. Take Match.com's one-of-a-kind personality test free and come and get the love meant just for you.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Windy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Workers in Florida are still trying to clean up debris and restore power to hundreds of thousands of homes 5 days after Hurricane Charley hit the state. More than 2,500 people are still in shelters, their homes destroyed by Charley's 145-mile-an-hour winds. Two Florida hotels face formal charges of price gouging during the chaos caused this weekend by the hurricane. Florida Attorney General Charlie Crist filed the state's first two lawsuits Tuesday against businesses accused of taking advantage of desperate Floridians.
If people decide to try to price gouge Floridians, they're going to be dealt with very quickly, very aggressively by this Attorney General's office.
Crist says one hotel advertised rooms for $39.99 a night, but asked for up to $119 per night last weekend. The death toll from Charlie stands at 19. U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says lawmakers need to use caution while reforming the nation's intelligence apparatus. The 9/11 Commission called for a massive reorganization of the nation's fractured intelligence apparatus, but Rumsfeld told a Senate committee, quote, the penalty would be great if the U.S. moves unwisely. Rumsfeld also addressed questions about plans to withdraw 70,000 U.S. troops from Europe and Asia. The Pentagon chief called President Bush's troop realignment plan appropriate and said the realignment does not mean Washington intends to establish a fortress America. Well, President Bush continues to rally his supporters on the campaign trail. Speaking to an enthusiastic crowd at a high school in West Virginia, the president spoke of his administration's successes in the areas of education, medical care, the economy, and the war on terror.
Our future depends on our willingness to lead in the world. If America shows uncertainty and weakness in this decade, the world will drift toward tragedy. This isn't going to happen on my watch.
The president says the actions he took after the 9/11 terror attacks have made America and the world a safer place. Iran has warned Britain, France, and Germany that it could make enough bomb-grade uranium in a year to produce a nuclear weapon. That's according to U.S. Under Secretary of State John Bolton, who said Iran is trying to pressure the nations to ease their opposition to its suspected weapons programs. The Islamic Republic says its nuclear programs are for peaceful energy projects, but the U.S. says it is increasingly likely that the U.N. Security Council will consider possible sanctions against Iran. For the first time since admitting to a homosexual extramarital affair, New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy is defending his record as governor and his decision to stay in office until mid-November. Former New Jersey Governor Christy Todd Whitman says McGreevy should leave now. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Did you know that on average, a woman with a college degree makes less than a man who drops out of high school? Hi, this is Sheryl Crow, and I'm a feminist because I believe in radical concepts like equal pay for equal work and equality in general. So why is it that women are 51% of the population, yet only 14% of Congress? Why do most health plans cover Viagra, but not birth control? And more importantly, how do we fix that? Well, first, you register to vote. Go to feminist.org to register online. That's feminist.org. Then forward the link to all your girlfriends and be sure to vote November 2nd. Remember, women are 51% of the population, so when we vote, we have the power to change the world.
Sponsored by the Feminist Majority Foundation, a 501c3 organization that does not oppose, support, or otherwise endorse any candidate for public office.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month, so listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Wednesday on the Al Franken Show, the long-awaited return of Good Ribbon, where we bring people together with very different views, i.e. pro-Franken and anti-Franken, using the universal language of barbecue. Our intrepid New York Jew reporter, John Marcus, will be in the field at Smokin' Guns Restaurant in Kansas City, Missouri. High on the feedback, Wednesday on the Al Franken Show.
About 6:30 past the hour. We're in the home stretch. Thanks for hanging in here. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network. Coming up this hour, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Stick around. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Stick around. But right now we're talking with Tom, who has called in from San Diego. Tom, thanks for holding on.
Oh, not a problem. Not a problem.
All right. Where were we?
Let's see. I was explaining I've done 20 years in the military, been in just about every conflict with the exception of Kosovo that a Navy vessel can be in. Just got back from the Gulf War, Part 2, and then retired.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of supply lines. Now, when we went to do a replenishment at sea, the military has what's called a viable substitute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you order a pen, all they got are pencils. They both write close enough. That's what you get.
Right, right.
Well, we order 10 pallets of food, and they normally stack this stuff about 4 foot tall. I mean, we were out of food.
Right.
Well, they viable substitute everything with lima beans.
Oh, great.
So, of course, we refused that because you can only do so much with a lima bean, especially 10 pallets worth.
That's right.
So then they pull us into Bahrain, well south of the fight in the Persian Gulf, mm-hmm. to resupply us from the base. They weren't much better. They actually had to send us to Japan to get actual food. But while we were there, we discovered Halliburton's little scandal about charging three times as much for a meal.
Yeah.
The story was a little backwards. What they were doing was giving two MREs for two out of three of the meals. For the third meal, they would schedule it for when you were on watch. And then since you'd show up late for the meal, oh, sorry, you know, we're civilians. You don't show up on time, you don't eat.
No, this is Kellogg Brown and Root who's supplying this, and this is a division of Halliburton.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just an outrage. You got more? Go ahead, keep going.
Oh, yeah. Well, what we did was, because of all the watches, because apparently the flowers and candy they were going to throw at us tend to blow up. You know, you had a lot of extra security watches.
Right.
Well, these guys were so hungry, we told them between the 5-6 ships that were on the pier that if you came down and covered the watch for us so we could repair our ship, because we needed to do some repairs, you know, we'd feed you on coming and off going of the watch.
Right.
We had more watch standards than we knew what to do with.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the ship's crews were able to take care of their ships. These Marines were showing up to eat.
Well, I gotta ask the obvious here, Tom. When you're 20 years in the military and you see this sort of thing happening and you know it's done by a civilian contractor that is the company owned by the former the president of the company, CEO of the president, is now the vice president of the United States. What the hell do you think about when you're in a war zone and you can't get fed?
Mostly torpedoing his empty tankers that were coming in, filling up on the Iraqi oil and leaving.
Uh-huh.
Believe me, that was very tempting.
I'll bet it was. I'll bet it was. Well, Tom, I'm glad you called in. I appreciate you taking the time to chat here. Thank you, sir. I hope you call in again.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
All right, sir.
Bye.
Take care. I don't know what to say. Tom is a Navy vet. My brother-in-law, my sister's husband, he was in, I guess, 8 years. He had two tours in Vietnam, and then he, 6 years, two tours in Vietnam, and then shore duty in Italy, lieutenant. Full lieutenant. I've talked with him about his experiences. He was in a combat zone. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, it's Navy, man. He wasn't on the ground. He wasn't a grunt. He wasn't taking fire. He wasn't, you know, blah 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 blah. When you're on an aircraft carrier in the territorial waters of South Vietnam, you are in a combat zone. And I've talked with my brother-in-law many times, and I've watched him kind of change. Not from a Republican. He's still a Republican, but he's the kind of Republican that that made sense. But he's working to help elect Kerry, because they're both. I think Kerry was not. Was he lieutenant junior grade? I'm not sure. But they're both lieutenants in the Navy, and that means something. And because my brother-in-law, who is a small business owner, has watched what has happened to this country in the past 4 years, not so much what has happened to the military, but what has happened to the economy, what has happened to our agreements with other countries, the respect that the United States had at one time, not respect, not fear respect, but respect. Because for the most part, when we weren't overthrowing third world governments, of course, we honored our commitments, at least to the countries that had white people running them. You know, if as long as a white person runs the country, we'll usually respect the commitment. Right? You know what I'm talking about. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. If it's somebody who's not white, well, you know, we'll honor the commitment until it's time to kill you. And then we'll send in a wet squad of CIA people and you're gone. Sorry. That's just the way it goes. No hard feelings, right, Bubala? But when I hear vets talk, especially veterans who have been where the fighting is, especially ones who have been in actual combat, and they come back with all of that stuff that comes with actually, you know, it's not Fort Jackson, it's not Camp Pendleton, it's now shoot or be shot. It's now watch out for that package of Wrigley's gum that the person is handing you. You don't know. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying. And they come back to this country, and the Bush administration squats and urinates all over them, especially the ones that come home dead. How can anybody who served this country in this country's military possibly, stand behind George W. Bush? He is a coward, he is a liar, and he will send you to your death and not bat an eye. He does not care. Now, if he could figure out some way to fully arm a fetus, he would care. You know, if you were a half-inch-long fetus and he could put a weapon in your hands, by God, he would care. But you're not. You're a human, full-blown being. You're male, you're female, you're black, white, Latino. It makes no difference. George Bush doesn't care. Go over there and secure the oil fields. I've already said tonight how much I hate these people. Bruce is calling from California. Bruce, I think you just set a record. I think you have held on to get on this program longer than anybody in my 18-year career. I appreciate your patience, sir.
Well, I just love to set records.
Well, you just did.
Well, listen, I called you last week, and I let you know about a website that showed George Bush as having been
yes.
AWOL.
Right.
Okay. I found another website, and what's really interesting about this one is that it's on one of the documents that was released by the White House.
Yeah.
It says inactive status. His flight status was inactive.
Right.
Well, the author of the website went and dug up 1972 Air Force manuals to find out what it takes to be inactive.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Under Air Force policy at that time, in force at that time, the only way that someone in Bush's position that could be placed on an inactive status as if they were being completely severed from military status. And the only way that could happen is if someone had become permanently disabled or deserted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Bush was not disabled.
No, he wasn't. You're the one that gave me the glcq.com/fraud.htm. Right, okay.
Right. Well, this is actually on the same site on glcq.com, but it's /Bush_AT_ARPC1. .htm.
Okay.
And that is still the same domain, glcq.com.
All right. Well,
and I wanted to point it out, you know, that I think it's about time we've been talking about this, you know, the Kerry ad and the Swift
right.
boats and all this stuff.
Hey, hold on, Bruce, hold on a second. I hate holding people over the break, but you held on for 2 hours, so we'll come back to you right after this break. And yes, it is a quick break. We shall return. This is Air America Radio Network.
But they don't vote, so I don't care.
New York City, September 4th at Town Hall. Mother Jones Magazine presents the State of the Union, an evening of uncensored political comedy to benefit uncensored, uncompromising independent media. starring Air America host Janine Garofalo and Liz Winstead. Bipartisan smartass Will Durst. Comic artist Ward Sutton, Eugene Merman, and friends. Tickets through Ticketmaster. More information at MotherJones.com.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero.
For all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong, dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
We're talking with Bruce in California. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yes,
wrap it up for me.
Okay. We can go ahead and wrap it up. My feeling is that, Bush had his chance to repudiate the Swift boat bets, and he didn't.
Right.
Came out with something that attacked Bush, and Kerry went ahead and repudiated it,
right.
Did the honorable thing. I say if Bush doesn't take the same stand within a week or so, then Kerry ought to take the gloves off and challenge Bush, publicly challenge him and say, how did you get inactive status? Your documents that you released said you were on inactive status. Regulations say you had to have been either permanently disabled or deserted.
Well, I agree with you. You and I can agree on that, Bruce. But here's what happens. Let's look at this scenario. It's the so-called debates, and Bush and Kerry are across from each other, and Kerry brings up what you said. All Bush would have to say, it just starts sniveling and whining about how, well, that's already been answered, and you're just trying to make me look bad. And every single right-wing snot in this country, every little proto-Nazi running around the United States calling themselves a Republican would immediately just wet their pants and go, oh, see, he's picking on George Bush. Oh, God, somebody give me a diaper quick. Oh, they're just picking on George Bush. So I think Kerry's doing the right thing. Let people like me, let Move On, let Bart Cop, let Air America Radio, let Democratic Underground, let Buzz Flash, let us kick this little wimp's ass. And let Kerry stay above the fray. And I'm not supposed to say ass on the radio, so I apologize.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? It didn't bother me one bit. I guess, you know, there's so many people that just don't see that. The only thing they see are the sound bites on television. And
I know.
It bothers me to no end. And, you know, if everybody went to BuzzFlash and they went to these different sites and they got Democrats.com mm-hmm. for their newsletter, I mean,
sure.
You know, there's so many good things out there, truthout.org, that are
absolutely
really important that people don't see. And
Common Dreams. CommonDreams.org is another
one.
There are so
majority.
Many sites.
I mean, you know, there's a bunch of them.
Thousands of sites.
And they're really, really good, and they're really involved, active people.
That's
but
right.
The problem
that's
is
right.
that if you cannot get to the guy that's watching ESPN,
I know.
And so my point
or
is...
Or the guy that's watching Fox, or the guy that's watching CNN, or ABC, CBS, or NBC. It's gotten that bad, but I know what you're talking about. Bruce,
no, but I'm saying that if Kerry came out and said, you know what, Bush, you had your chance, I'm not repeating any of these ads anymore. I'll leave it up to you to answer the questions and make it in a speech.
Yeah.
And the reporters are going to have to direct the charge back to Bush and ask him specifically the simple question, what did you do to get on inactive status?
Well, most reporters in this country don't have the guts to do that. Bruce, thanks for checking in, pal.
All right, man. Mike,
right.
You did a great job. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Got this email from John. I've been trying to call but can't get through tonight. I'm a Vietnam vet, Silver Star winner, 1969, 2 Purple Hearts. Also, I am a life member of the VFW as well as a 3-time post commander. For the first time in my life, I'm ashamed of the VFW. The reason that I joined the VFW was because while the war was going on, I knew I could go to a post and have no problems. In fact, I couldn't even buy a drink in a post. These guys were so good to me. I knew then that I wanted to be a member. But now, having Bush at the convention, I almost got sick. Don't get me wrong, Mike. I have voted for Republicans in the past, but that's a mistake I will no longer make. To defame John Kerry, a Silver Star holder, Bush defames me and all other winners. I know that I earned my star. I have no doubts that other holders won theirs. Not sure to resign my membership in the VFW or do what I've been doing, trying to inform my fellow members to vote for John Kerry. Signed, John. Keep doing what you're doing, dude. I think there's a mighty backlash building in this country. I honestly do. Against the cowards and con artists that run this country right now, and the sneaks. I'd rather deal with an armed robber than a sneak. God, I hate sneaks. Charles is calling from Canada. Charles, welcome to the program.
Connecticut, actually.
Oh, Connecticut. Well, I looked at the screen, and they've got CN up there, and for some reason this hour of the night, I go, oh, well, that means Canada. Anyway, welcome to the program, Charles.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I sent you an email. I've decided to become your Southern Fairfield County Bureau Chief, whether you wanted me or not.
Southern Fairfield County? You got it!
Oh, yay. First thing I wanted to mention, you know, they talked about, and it's been on the news, how, you know, they can't fill up the seats in the Olympics.
Right, right.
And I lived in Los Angeles when they had the Olympics there. And there was the same fear that they were trying to sell, that the people were afraid that the events wouldn't be, you know, ready in time for the Olympics, which is absolute rubbish because, you know, whether they're ready or not, they're going to be ready or not.
Right, right.
My feeling is, and it goes to my main point, that I think the main reason why the people aren't filling the seats are, no offense these people feel to the athletes, but there are certain groups, the American athletes, who are walking targets.
I think that, I think that has something to do with it. And it's not just the Americans. I think certain elements in Iraq have made it clear that in order to get foreign nationals out of their country, whether they're combatants or truck drivers, they will resort to what we consider to be acts of terror, kidnapping people, non-combatants, and sawing their heads off. And there's a lot of people in the Olympics from these countries. You know, Bush keeps talking about there are 30 countries who have contributed something to this murderous onslaught of Iraq that seems never to end, even though Saddam Hussein is ensconced in a prison somewhere. Hey, let me come back to Charles in Connecticut, not Canada, because I have to take a quick break here. We'll come back and finish up right after the break. This is Air America Radio.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-553-4400. That's 800-553-4400 for Barron's.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis, because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-8774-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
If you were to say, Orkin, man, you don't have to go to school to kill bugs, I'd say, nobody's born an expert, my friend. I actually took entomology classes to learn that thief ants will nest right under your kitchen counters. It's not exactly good dinner conversation, but what you thought was dinner for four could really be dinner for 4,000. I still take courses to keep up with the latest facts, like how the Argentine ant has no natural enemy. Except, of course, for me. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom, have urgency, or reduced sex drive? Super Prostate Formula is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you relief. We're so confident that Super Prostate Formula works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house at somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She's just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local state and national realtor associations.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
The Maturity Report.
Michael Moore is with us.
You guys are in the middle of this talk radio thing here, mostly right-wingers, and they're all day long going, and that it's the sound of a dying dinosaur because they know their days are numbered.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
You walk out here and you look at Air America and everybody's just so, hey, how's it going? Happy and chipper. And you look all around us, all the sour faces.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Story corner coming up, but right now we're talking with Charles in Connecticut. Charles, go ahead and put a cap around it for me, pal.
Yeah, well, everybody has their name for our illustrious leader. I refer to him as the Coke Snorton Drunk Court Appointee.
Well, that's good.
Because, you know, presidents are elected, not appointed. And there's something that, you know, a lot of people keep on saying, even Molly Ivins has fallen for this, that, you know, oh, he's not that stupid. And they intentionally lower the expectation for him. So, you know, as long as he goes out there and doesn't kill the baby, it's okay.
Right. Oh,
the problem is, every time he opens his mouth, he kills and eats the baby.
Yes, he does. Kills and eats the baby. Oh,
and
my God.
I want to ask other people, particularly on the message board, I noticed something in Fahrenheit 911.
Yeah.
That while he's playing on his pig farm.
Right.
Now, it could be apple juice, it could be root beer. But it looked to me like he's playing with the brush and he's taking a swig of what looks like beer.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've heard that the man drinks near beer. If you're a recovering alcoholic, you don't even go near scope.
Charles, he's not a recovering alcoholic. He's a dry drunk, and I don't believe he's even that anymore. We have a photograph that I used to have at my website of Air Force One with a couple of Air Force colonels carrying cases of Lone Star beer from the forward hold somewhere. They were taking these cases of Lone Star beer, and the only person you could possibly think, I mean, 2 + 2 does not equal 5, it equals 4. You've got Air Force One, you've got Texas, you got George Bush and Lone Star and beer. Duh!
Yeah, well, you know, put him on a bike on the ranch, and he is a falling down one.
Yeah, that's true. Charles, thanks for checking in, pal. South Fairfield County Bureau Chief, good to hear from you.
Thanks.
All right, sir, take care. You want to do a quick Uncle Mike story corner? This is, let's do Uncle Mike story corner. Hi, everybody. Got your jammies on? The ones with little footies in them? Bunny pants? Gather around. Time once again for Uncle Mike's story corner. Tonight it comes from the Monitor, which is a newspaper in McAllen, Texas. He's 57 years old, afflicted with skin cancer, partially deaf, and suffers from high blood pressure. But the U.S. Army still wants Master Sergeant Luis Jaime Trevino. On July 14, the Vietnam and Desert Storm veteran received his third order to report to active duty, mobilized for Operation Iraqi Freedom. "I was very shocked," Trevino said. A member of the Army's individual ready reserve, IRRs are not part of a reserve unit, do not get paid, and do not attend monthly reserve training. However, because of critical skills they possess, they can be recalled to duty if needed. In disbelief, he called the Army hotline listed on his orders. He asked, Am I reading this right? At my age, you still want me? 57? But there was no mistake. Trevino is to report to a mobilization unit September 15th at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. If I do not execute these orders, he said, I go to jail. Trevino, a Rio Grande City native, served in the U.S. Air Force during the Vietnam War and then joined the Army Reserves in 1972. The former middle school teacher also served during Desert Storm in 1991. And though Trevino is willing to serve again, he wonders why the military wants him. I'm honored to go, but I'm disabled and I'm too old, he said. But the Army disagrees. Reservists under the age of 60 are being activated, said Public Affairs Specialist Julia Collins of the Human Resources Command in St. Louis. She said, I know many guys who are in that position. It's not unusual. While Trevino's age does not qualify him from serving, his medical condition may. The U.S. Veterans Administration considers Trevino 100% disabled because of the cancerous cells on his face and his bilateral hearing loss. His middle left finger is bandaged, hiding the portion doctors removed on Thursday for a biopsy. He also takes medicine daily to control his blood pressure and hypertension. However, the VA has no bearing on the Army's decision, so Trevino is requesting an exemption from the Delay and Exemption Board. Ms. Collins said the Delay and Exemption Board will review Trevino's request for an exemption along with a doctor's verification of his medical condition. Medical conditions are evaluated on a case-by-case basis. She said, because it sounds like he has medical issues, it will probably go to the surgeon's office for review. The Delay and Exemption Board will then make a recommendation. The legal department will review it. The commander will make a final ruling as to whether Trevino will go to Iraq. Ms. Collins said, obviously, they intend not to send people who have severe medical conditions. We have to send soldiers that are physically fit to serve their country. Though his physical health is less than sterling, Trevino thinks the Army may need his expertise. Trevino is a refueling specialist, an expert in petroleum, oils, and lubricants. He said, the Army is going to keep me there. Sergeants are very high in demand. Ms. Collins agreed that Trevino's skill is needed. She said, that definitely would be something that would be sought after, especially when transportation and supply routes are important. Trevino's military pride is evident in his North McAllen home. Photographs taken of Trevino in his Air Force and Army Reserve uniforms adorn the walls, and he converted a bedroom into a storage room for his hobby, model military airplanes. He reenlisted in the Individual Ready Reserve in 2003 because, quote, I wanted to stay in for a hobby, end quote. However, he didn't anticipate being sent to active duty. He said, if I have to go, I'll go. That's my job. I am not a coward. The only concern I have is my skin cancer and my age. I'm pushing 58. I'm an old dingbat. He also worries for his parents in Rio Grande City. My parents are honored for me to go. They are very proud of me, he said. But they are concerned. He's about Dick Cheney's age, isn't he? Oh, my God. No, I think Cheney is a little bit older. A man, 58, with skin cancer. I forget who sent me that story. Whoever did, thank you. Now, what's this guy being taken into the military once again for? To defend this country? No. To participate in military action that comes as a result of a threat on any level to the United States of America? No. Why is he going back again at age 57? So that George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and the rest of these thugs can get even more and more and more, money, natural resources that don't belong to them, more control, more power. Anybody who now wears or has ever worn the uniform of any branch of the United States military who supports George W. Bush is insane. And I believe in the traditions and the honor of the United States military. But given the record and the comments of the two top members of the executive branch of this government, their records, their comments, their statements, their lies, their deceptions, their deceits, their betrayals, anybody who wears the uniform of any branch of the United States military who supports these people is insane. Tony is calling from North Carolina. Tony, welcome to the program.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm doing fine, Tony.
Staying up pretty late to catch y'all, but I love you to death.
Well, you are staying up late, and you got to stop doing that. You need your sleep.
Yes, I know I do. But I was watching earlier on Scarborough Country, and they were talking about the election down in Florida, and talking about the senator, the Democrat senator who became hammered down there about this Iraqi teacher who worked at a college down there who is a terrorist, and the Republican using her talking about she didn't fire the man is a terrorist, but it's the same man that George W. Bush took a picture with and stood beside.
That's the guy, that's the professor at University of South Florida in Tampa.
Yes, sir. So I wonder if we get that picture on the internet and out there and say, this is what George W. Bush was doing, talking about 9/11, taking pictures with this guy and getting Bin Laden's family out of the country.
Tony, the man you're talking about is as much of a terrorist as you are.
Yeah, maybe, but since they want to use it, so we have to use it against them. And this kind of party they want to play, we're going to have to play it that way and even better. No one use 9/11. This president is going to use 9/11 all the way up to the convention. I know that. I'm sure you know that by now. Right. So I think we need to play that game better than they are.
Well, I think the Kerry campaign is doing the right thing at this point, Tony. And listen, Tony, thanks for checking in, man. I appreciate it. I think the Kerry campaign is doing what they have to do at this point. They're leaving the scut work to people like folks that work at Air America and MoveOn.org and Bart Kopp and Democratic Underground and BuzzFlash and AirAmericaRadio.com on and on. We have another break? Yikes. Okay, quick break here. We'll be back. Final segment of the program coming up. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Are we supposed to be the good guys that would never lose? I don't see no tick or tape or 5 mile parade saying thank you, son. Just folks that sit and judge me who ain't seen what I've seen or did what I've done. Didn't I burn? Didn't I?
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Radio is a great example of science at its best. Hi, this is Bob from C. Crane. Radio science is fun and fascinating, and the CC Radio Plus lets you get the most out of all that technology by just turning a dial. We designed the CC Radio Plus to give you the best AM reception of any radio you can find. The CC Radio Plus has a powerful built-in AM antenna and extra fine tuning that helps you lock on a station. The special voice-optimized speaker will make your favorite radio show sound clearer than any radio you've heard in years. Give us a call or visit ccradio.com for the CC Radio Plus.
Give us a call at 800-522-8863 or visit us at ccradio.com. We'll be happy to tell you more about the CC Radio Plus. That number again is 800-522-8863 or go to the web at ccradio.com. The C. Crane Company. Discover something new today.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the crew again tonight. Program engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake answered your phone calls. Thank you, Linda. Catherine Bay, produced here in Atlanta. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. And a lot of thanks to Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com and Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Okay. Where are we? Russ is calling from Santa Cruz, California. Russ, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to say congratulations, and I was just checking in.
Oh, good to hear from you, Russ.
And I think Air America made a good choice.
Well, I won't dispute that.
I mean, they got the best.
Yeah, we've got a great lineup on this network, and it's just going to get better and better.
Oh, I love it. I just wanted to mention, I saw an article today about there's a senator running in New York who was boycotting Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, that'll work. I saw that story. Yeah, she's got a great idea there. She's trying to Dixie Chick the boss. Yeah, that's going to work.
it's votegrady.com.
Uh-huh.
People want to write her. And I was just thinking about how these conservatives, they hate our freedom.
Sure.
You know, it's they don't want to hear any other opinion. They'd rather have a dictatorship.
Well, they would, and George Bush said that himself one time. Be a lot easier if it's a dictatorship. Sieg Heil! Or something like that.
And I just wanted to tell your audience that, you know, if they like the freedom in America, they'll vote for Kerry, because I think 4 more years of George W. Bush and we'll have no more elections. And maybe that's a paranoid view, but I don't see it... you know, the end of America as we know it, with 4 more years of these power mongers.
I don't think there's any doubt. If they don't destroy our institutions like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that was added to it, and our judiciary and our form of representative government, if they don't destroy it, they will ignore it and operate outside of those institutions. But worse, well, not worse, equally, well, not quite equally as bad. Let's say also what they will do is destroy the relationship of the United States with the rest of the world. And that could be and would be a tragedy. So, yeah, they've got to be removed from office. I think a lot of us started out who are Democrats who John Kerry may not have been our first choice. A lot of Deniacs here, a lot of Kucinich supporters,
sure.
A lot of Wesley Clark people. But the hammer's down now. The rubber has hit the road. And any Democrat who is a Democrat will support John Kerry. If Kerry is too conservative after he gets elected, then I would suggest that these Democrats get to work on more liberal or progressive candidates. But right now, John Kerry is the man. And that's not, you know, that's not faint support. I support him wholeheartedly. I'm just saying, I know there's a lot of Democrats who would not have picked John Kerry as first choice, and that's cool.
My words to any of those Democrats is let's concentrate on 2008. And let's get Kerry in there so we could keep the freedom going.
You're absolutely right. And go ahead.
Rich. I just wanted to say love you, man. And I'm glad you turned up on Air America Radio.
Yeah, couldn't be any place else. Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care. We got time to continue. I don't know. Gus is calling from Connecticut. Gus, we only have about a couple of minutes, pal. But here you are.
Hello.
Hey,
Mike.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I was listening to your show, and it occurred to me this controversy about the attendance of our president. It can be all rectified by having someone pull the morning reports from that unit.
That's all it would take. We talked about this before.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Yeah.
No, not on this network. I've only been with this network. This is the third week. But
right.
Where I used to work, the daily reports or the morning reports, that's all it would take.
Yeah.
Just show them, show Bush in attendance, end of argument.
That's right. I did that myself in the Army, and there's no way you can fake that. And there wouldn't be a sergeant in the world who would... sick of his health on the line, you know, for not doing that. So
sure.
That's one way. And, you know, this whole thing about the dental records and the finance records, well, that's all kind of nonsense. I mean, everybody fills those out. Everyone,
right.
You're paid the moment you're in the uniform. So, but the morning report, I just can't believe nobody in the Democratic Party hasn't mentioned that. I have never heard anybody yet say that. So I just wondered if that was something that was in play or if anybody's...
I don't think so. Most Democrats who have the national stage are really reluctant to bring this up, any of this stuff. And I don't understand why. I think the Democratic Party has a lot of cover if that's what they need. You know, more Democrats, Democratic politicians have served in the military than the Republican politicians.
Oh,
there's plenty of cover to just... get this out, but no, they're not doing it.
Maybe
the Democrats once again, you know, and I fault them for this most of the time. They're trying to take the high road. You know, you don't get in a wrestling match with a pig unless you're willing to get mud all over you. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. Well, I just want to make sure that somebody you know has heard that, and if there's anybody out there who could have some influence, contact the Democratic Party and tell them, you know, just pull those morning reports, that daily report. There's no way you can fake that.
Yeah,
that's the most important document in the military. It gives them
knowledge. Yeah, that's what your pay is based on, and
that's right.
How they decide whether or not you're AWOL.
Yeah, and if you're there and where everyone actually is at any given moment. So it turns out to be is the most important document because they know at a moment's notice where everyone is, and they would have known where he was at any given day.
And, when you're running an Army or an Air Force or a Reserve or a National Guard unit, it's really important to know how many people you have in uniform.
Yeah, during the time of war, especially, no matter
especially,
where you are. And
right,
that's,
exactly.
Yeah. Well,
Gus, I'm glad you called in, pal. We're just about flat out of time.
Well,
thanks,
Mike. I like your show, and I'll be listening from now on.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You take care. Gus in Connecticut. John is calling from Sacramento. No, he's not. Never mind, John. We'll get you another time. I knew that music was going to start. Thanks to the crew in New York. Thanks to the crew in Atlanta. And thanks to you for participating. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Workers in Florida are still trying to clean up debris and restore power to hundreds of thousands of homes 5 days after Hurricane Charley hit the state. More than 2,500 people are still in shelters, their homes destroyed by Charley's 145-mile-an-hour winds. Two Florida hotels face formal charges of price gouging during the chaos caused this weekend by the hurricane. Florida Attorney General Charlie Crist filed the state's first two lawsuits Tuesday against businesses accused of taking advantage of desperate Floridians.
If people decide to try to price gouge Floridians, they're going to be dealt with very quickly, very aggressively by this Attorney General's office.
Crist says one hotel advertised rooms for $39.99 a night, but asked for up to $119 per night last weekend. The death toll from Charlie stands at 19. U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says lawmakers need to use caution while reforming the nation's intelligence apparatus. The 9/11 Commission called for a massive reorganization of the nation's fractured intelligence apparatus. But Rumsfeld told a Senate committee, quote, the penalty would be great if the U.S. moves unwisely. Rumsfeld also addressed questions about plans to withdraw 70,000 U.S. troops from Europe and Asia. The Pentagon chief called President Bush's troop realignment plan appropriate and said the realignment